today on Code Pen Radio.
Hey everybody, time for another Code Pen Radio number 154. Really getting up there in numbers. I guess we say that every time, but it strikes me every time as something interesting. So I've been a little absent from our show. Our podcast producer, Marie Mosley, has been taking this and running with it, and look forward to an upcoming show where she's going to talk about what that has been like, because, you know, that's what we do here on Code Pen Radio, is talk about what we do as a company and how we do it and all that stuff. And in fact, Marie is here with me today. Hi, Marie.
Hey, everybody.
Hey. So, yeah, we're, you know, maybe in a future week, we'll talk about, do the old podcast about podcasting. I think that's quite
fun. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. It's been quite a journey for me this year, I have to say.
Yeah, you know, it sometimes change comes about in interesting ways at companies. And I think you know, Marie taking this over was probably you know, we're just like, hey, Marie, you want to do the podcast? Sure. Okay. Now you do the podcast. You know, like it's like a small thing, but then it turns out being a big deal, you know, like that's the decision was maybe quick, but the repercussions of that are big.
Yeah, there's a lot to it. So that I'm going to talk all about it probably next episode or maybe the one after that. Still got to figure that one out.
Sure. So, I mean, that's the future. Yeah. But we have an episode today as well. And this is, you know, just a behind the scenes, what's going on with how we do at CodePen. And it has to do with documentation in a sense, but not our like public documentation, more like our internal documentation. And I guess we might as well say a new app that we've been using for that. Not a sponsor, although I guess in all fairness sake, I literally have reached out to them about trying to get them as a sponsor for various things because I love them so much. And I really like it when we can have a sponsor to work with that we love, you know. And just personally, I've been just like, oh, hi. Can we work together in some way? But this is not that. This is just us talking about software that we use. And the name of that software is called Notion.
Yes, and we are really into it. It's been super easy to use, and we all took to it like fish to water, you know, it's which is super nice because in the past we've had times where we've tried to all jump into a particular software or app, and some of us like it, some of us don't. This one we all just jumped straight into, which is awesome.
So Notion.so is the URL for it if you're interested in the show. And I've had difficulty with making the elevator pitch for them a little bit. It's like a notes app, and there's so many kinds. I mean, I guess that's a decent analogy, is like if y'all are out there have Macs and use Notes, and I know both Marie and I are kind of fans of Mac OS Notes, the app.
Yeah, I live in there. Yep.
Sure, and I do too, but less and less so now that we have Notion, because I guess it's somewhat similar of an app. So if you're, you know, if for those of you that aren't familiar with how Notes operates, it's almost like a three column kind of layout where on the left you have like groups and stuff. Maybe not everybody uses that, but I use that. For example, I have a group for like my personal stuff, and I have one called music where I keep notes of like interesting music things that I'm doing, you know. And I had one for my wedding when I was getting married. Of course, I have one for Chef Tech Show and CSS Tricks and CodePen and those things. And then that's the first column. The second column is like within, let's say I'm in the CodePen column, I just have a whole bunch of titles of notes in there about, you know, what, just anything. I need some notes on something. Just, give me a new note. And then the last larger column is the note itself. And the note is just a bunch of text, maybe images, although I don't use that all that often. Just lists and URLs and just stuff. And I like that. I just like that it's just open, and it's a very open-ended way to just store all my thoughts and just stuff. Cause I just have, that's just how I work. I have tons of it. To-do lists and ideas and just stuff I don't want to forget and phone numbers and who knows what. Just very open-ended.
Well, the cool thing about Notion is that, you know, we can apply that same, you know, same thing to a business. And what's great that, like, the number one thing that I super, super love about this is that we can expand on things with a new page that's like still linked into the main document. Like, one of the reasons I am bringing up Notion in the first place is because we just made this big transition out of Trello for our feature requests and ideas for the future. Mm-hmm. And the super nice thing that I love about Notion is that I can like click on an idea that's in a bullet point list and then turn that into a page and just flesh out that idea and like, you know, write as much as I want about it without disrupting the original page that had the bullet point list. So the bullet point is now this new page that you can go super in depth into if you want to read it.
Yeah.
Or you're just at the top level where you just see the bullet point. So it keeps things organized, but also offers an option for great depth, which is very exciting for me.
Like kind of unlimited depth.
Oh, yeah.
So every note is, every document is just a document. And it's... they're fascinating because it's like each document has an emoji if you want it to, which is kind of a nice organizational structure for being able to look at all these things. And each one can have a header or not. And a header is just another way to like really personalize what you're looking at. It adds a some kind of nice aesthetic to things if you want it to, or it doesn't have to be there at all. And each note can have a little bit of typographic control. You know, you can have a monospace note if you want or whatever. And then within it, it's just what you would expect a note to have. It's a little bit like a Google Doc. There's headers and texts and lists and, as Marie said, links to other notes and things like that. And you have some design control, columns even if you want them, but not unlimited. And I kind of like that middle ground of...
Yeah, it has a nice simplicity to it. You don't spend a whole lot of time setting things up, which I think sometimes you get into an app like this and you're like, oh, you know, I got to set my fonts and choose my color theme and all this. And it's just like...
Yeah, you're like, you can't screw it up.
Yeah, you just get right into this one and just start working. And I think that's great.
And then as Marie said, perhaps one of the most interesting things about this is every document is not just a document, but kind of like a folder too.
Yeah.
So every document is a document and a folder, if you want it to be. And so a note could, you know, there can be a document within a document and then a document within that. And I know that's hard to picture, but just roll with it. So organizing is just a nice thing to do. So certainly us getting out of Trello, not necessarily out of despise for Trello, but just kind of like, I don't know, there's too many tools here. Let's combine into one. We love the look and feel of Notion and what it can do for us. So let's, I think the first thing we did was like, we need something that's also maybe a little better than Google Docs. Cause like permissions in Google Docs was a little funky and people use different Google Docs accounts and you have to share it with the right people. And we kind of had a team, but it got a little janky and you didn't really go in there to like look for stuff. You just opened it when you needed it and that's it. And that was weird. So Google Docs went away for this. We moved all our relevant Google Docs into Notion. We're like, oh, this is great. And then we're like, you know what, we're big fans of GitLab at CodePen, but one of the, you know, I think it's fair to say the wiki in Googie is underserved. It kind of sucks.
Yeah, it's difficult. It's super difficult to search for things that are in the wiki, unfortunately, in GitLab. And it's just, you know, I mean, GitLab is for managing code and taking care of issues and stuff. Yeah, so
maybe they'll fix it at some point. You know. They have tons of great features. We're fans, not of the wiki. Yeah. Their wiki sucks. But we wanted, there was stuff in there very on purpose because it's just, I don't know, just we have a very pretty big wiki. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We moved all of that into Notion as well. I'm like, holy crap. Now we have not only are all our disparate weird Google Docs in here organized really well. It looks great. It's has great team management, great permissions. It's all real time. It's fun to work in. Oh my God. And then now we're closing Trello as well, importing all Trello. So that's just three apps right there that we smashed into Notion.
Yeah.
Just that alone feels amazing.
Yeah, it's nice to get rid of the overhead of all those different apps that you just have to jump in and out of. It's just having it all in one spot makes it super easy. And, you know, we're talking about the wiki from GitLab, but we also closed some issues and moved them in here because we had some issues that were opened up in the GitLab issue board that were actually not bugs or particularly issues, but actually just ideas for the future. So it gave us the opportunity to go through and like narrow down the issues board so that it's actually, these are issues in GitLab. And then the things that were just speculative or ideas for the future, we move into Notion and then we have them in our ideas section of Notion where it makes more sense for them to be there and it keeps the issues board from getting like all cluttered up.
We keep our meeting notes in here as well, which is a nice thing for that. you know, there's so many, you know, we moved Trello into here and people are like, well, I, you know what, I like the Kanban thing, you know? And I think it's, I think it's kind of fair to say that Notion is fairly new. And I think they're headed in that direction as well. I mean, this is a pretty new app. It's the kind of thing that like comes across Product Hunt or whatever. And you're like, oh yeah, that looks pretty cool. Oh, is that like Bear or whatever?
Yeah.
You know, like, and you like, you're kind of half interested in, but this one, I followed through on an open and I was like, this is so awesome. After you get started using it, you know, some of our team was a little harder sell than others. Like, oh, what's the buy-in here? Like, what if we, you know, like, what if we have to leave it? Or
yeah,
what
I mean, you always do have to ask that question because it's like, yeah, we're funneling everything into here. Like, what happens if we have to go back out? You know, that's definitely.
I don't know what happened, but it's not that dangerous. Yeah. There's good markdown export and
all the things like that. All the things that we closed, we didn't like. Destroy them, you know. We could go back to using the GitLab wiki, we could go back to using Trello if we really wanted to, but actually going back to the idea of, is it Kanban or Kanban? I'm not sure how to say the word.
I don't know
I'll go with my native accent and just say Kanban, but
it's definitely not
that. Probably not, yeah, but that concept I think makes a lot of sense for moving through a process. And, you know, if you have like to-do items and things that are moving forward in a planned process, I think that makes perfect sense. But for just logging feature requests and ideas, which is what we were using it for, I actually think it's super messy. And this form that we have now in Notion, I think is just cleaner and easier to digest than Trello. Going through Trello, and looking at the ideas, there was very little context, you know, and some of that is just in how we set it up, but also just, you know, you would open up one board and it was, you know, ideas for the editor. And it was just column after column after column of different ideas. And they weren't very unified with each other. It was tough to make sense out of those things and sift through things. And I think that this form that we have now is a much easier and more digestible way to look at things.
It seems like it's trickled into like better work also. You know, part of this isn't just like for the sake of itself, but it's for, you know, the output that comes from it.
Yeah, definitely. I think that it helped us clarify what we wanted to do in the near term when we started moving things in and going through and looking at old ideas and just saying, okay, this is a no. This or this, you know, doesn't fit as, you know, CodePen as it is right now and things like that. That helped clarify things for us. And I'm glad that we had the chance to do this.
I should mention that there's a couple of things that come to mind. One is, you know, oh, can we use this at all? Is it just a Mac thing or something? Because we have people, you know, like Alex, who's not on a Mac at all. And yeah, I mean, it's one of those web apps that's so, that I love this trend of it was built on the web. And it has a native app as well. So, of course, Alex can use it because it's just a web app. Everybody can use it. It's the same experience there. And then if you just prefer native apps, like I often do, and there's mobile apps as well. So it's just kind of everything.
Yeah, it's all across everything, which is great because we can...
And not only synced, but real time.
Yeah, we can all use it on our phones. I tend to use browser-based things versus the native app. That's just my preference usually. So I'm also using it in the browser and I'm using it in Firefox, working great. So
and so you make a team and then you invite the team and they just kind of automatically have permission to all the team-owned things, which is great. You can have multiple teams. I have all my teams on Notion now, which I think is great. There's, you know, you have team documents, but you can still invite other people to them. So just like Google Docs, where you might be working with a third-party consultant and maybe you invite them. That totally works with the sharing as well. You can have private pages too. Like, okay, this is still a team-owned page, but only like me, Tim, and Alex, for example, you have access to that document. That works too. So they nailed the permissions thing.
Oh, that's cool. We also have a public one right now, right? We have isn't one of the pages public?
Yeah, you can make one totally, totally public, I believe. Yeah, you can. And you can make it edit only or what, like the same type of permissions that you probably are familiar with from Google Docs is there too. And it's regarding accessibility stuff.
Right. Yes. So we have all of that. It's actually open to the public so people can check out, you know, what we're working on there and ideas that we're gathering. So that's really cool.
That's a lot. That says a lot. So anyway, that's just, you know, it's not, it was an ad for Notion, but not... But not really. We're mostly talking about, like, what does it feel like then to, you know, had the opportunity to go through all these kind of old, like tons of old notes and move them into something new. While we're doing that, it wasn't just mindless, you know, copy, paste, put here.
It couldn't be, because that would just be, it would be like moving clutter, you know, like packing up magazines from one house and moving them to another or something like that, you know? Like, when I was going through Trello, the bulk of the work of moving everything over in from Trello was actually done by me. And what I did was prioritize things and reorganize things so that the stuff that was important came up to the top, you know, and that I was able to take certain things in the board and combine them, like realize, okay, this is actually the same idea, and combine them and move them together. We had just fragmented Trello so much that, you know, the same idea would appear on different lists all throughout Trello. And it's like, no, actually, this is one idea and it belongs in one place. So that was just managing our own ideas. And then on top of that, we also were keeping track of all of our feature requests in Trello. And we, honest to God, keep track of all of our feature requests. If someone asks us for something, we do log it. We never just say, oh yeah, we'll look at it and then chuck it. You know, like, we actually do log everything, because you never know when something that maybe seems a little odd at first could actually turn out to be very important. And so we do log everything, and we're going to continue to do that, as, you know, now that we've moved into Notion. But we've been logging things in Trello for 2 years. And in that time, things change, and some of that stuff just simply became obsolete. Or
sometimes we did it, and sometimes you look at it and you're like, I don't like that idea anymore.
You know, it's not.
And it's not that I don't like it. It's just that, like, it's like, not the direction we went.
Right. Yeah. Some of them, it's just like, okay, this feature request made sense when we did things a certain way, but we changed how that works, so this feature request doesn't really fit in anymore. Or, you know, we had certain requests that were like, oh, you know, I need this preprocessor, or, you know, this add-on. And, you know, like, we joke about it a lot, but the, you know, I'll go pro if type stuff, that when you look back on it now, 2 years out, they're obsolete. They're literally gone. Like, half a dozen of them are gone. And then many others are actually not still maintained. So, you know, we did keep track of those ideas, and we, you know, we're keeping our eye on, are other people asking for this, but we didn't put the time and the engineering effort into them, which is a good thing, because they don't exist anymore. So, yeah, you know, that it wouldn't have been a good use of our time to do that. But with all that said, you know, we're still going to record every idea that we get. But I think that, you know, going forward, we need to not wait 2 years before we do a big, you know, let's go through everything and see if we still want to keep doing it. You know, we need to maybe do it twice a year or something, you know, like, just to kind of go through and weed out the stuff that doesn't make sense or is very unpopular. You know, if something gets asked for once in a year, it's not super popular. You know, like, we want to focus on the things that lots of people are asking for and people are, you know, would really like to see in CodePen, rather than having a lot of clutter from one-off ideas that would really only fit into, like, one person's workflow.
Yeah, we rarely do that. But oftentimes we log the idea, not just the idea, but who asked for it and when and in what email and that kind of thing. That way, if there's, you know, there's lots of them for one thing, we can do that. And, you know, this is great. Clicking through this, our list now, it's so easy to, like, reload your brain with this idea. You know, I can click onto something like our, you know, CodePen embeds, and I can see a list of like 24 things of ideas, like rapid fire bulleted list of like, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh, that would be cool. Oh yeah, oh yeah. You know, like, oh shoot, you know, like, so if it, you know, if we're evaluating what we're going to do next, and we can click through all these things and be like, is this the right time for this? Look at all these opportunities, which just, it makes our, just, you know, makes future planning to make your app better, easier and better.
Definitely. And like I was mentioning earlier, the ability to go in and expand on something without, you know, filling the whole page with the thing that you're expanding upon is really nice, because you can get that top level view of, you know, for example, the ideas for embeds. But if somebody's got more in-depth ideas, or, you know, wants to record information about what people are asking for, long quotes, things like that, you can just make a whole new page and just, you know, have all of that in a separate place. And I like that, because, you know, we would have that in Trello to a point, but the problem was all of the cards like look the same, even if they had more details in them. When you're looking at them on the surface level, this, you see very clearly there's a page for this. So you can click in and read that whole page if you felt like it. Super handy.
Oh, one of my favorite things is that I just did a like CSS Tricks post about this that was lightly inspired by Notion and some other apps as well, on how command line-y it kind of be. You know, like whenever you're on any line in Notion, there's even placeholder text that says type slash for commands.
Yeah.
And you type slash and you get a menu of them. So if you want to make a header, you type slash header and go, and it's in header. It's a little bit like Markdown or whatever, or in Dropbox paper or something, you type a hash and then you're typing a header. I like that, like keyboard focus to things, but it really, there's more than you'd expect in that menu, I guess. And one of them is slash page.
Yeah.
I really like that one. Cause so if you're just writing along and you're like, you know what, I really need to expand on this point, I'll make an entire page for it. And boom, you're building out the nesting of what's going on in there without ever leaving the keyboard.
Yeah. It's super cool. I know that Jake also has found some other like, command liney or sort of more developer friendly keyboard shortcuts that he was telling us about. I wish I could remember what they were.
They also have this like little automation trick that I think is not a trick, but it's one of the things that you can build, is basically a button inside a document, and the button builds more stuff inside the document. It's like recursive almost.
Oh, really?
But I was like building out, like I was working on some concept for like onboarding emails that we're going to be working on. And I wanted to like, I just want to write them. You know, I'm like, you know, sometimes the mood strikes or whatever.
Yeah.
I need to write some copy. And I was like, okay, on the, you know, on the third day, they're going to get this email. On the fifth day, they're going to get this email. So I made in Notion, I made a little button that would allow me to like create the framework for a new email. So it would make a subheader, and it would make a line that was colored in blue, and it would make a quote that was the body of the email and stuff. And I was like, okay, this is basically a little template. So I'm going to make a button that makes that template, and then I can just click the button and it gives me all that stuff.
Oh, nice. Kind of a, I need to do that. That's cool.
Yeah, let's see. What do they call it? I forget. I'm sure you can find
it. Oh, yeah, totally.
In there.
Yeah.
It's just one of the things you can build.
This is one of those apps where it's like it's so easy to get started with it that sometimes you miss the fine details. And
yeah,
that's one of them. I had no idea you could do that. That's rad.
CodePen embeds work in there. You figured that
out. Yeah, that was cool. It works with the O embed. So like the ones, the same type that go on Medium and stuff like that. So you can put one in there and just got your CodePen embed right in there. It's rad.
A template button is what it's called. Look for that. It's pretty cool.
Nice.
The graveyard. What do we have to say?
Yeah. Oh, that? Well, I was talking about that a little earlier. Just the ideas that just didn't make it from Trello to Notion were, you know, the.
Yeah. It's okay to delete ideas.
Yeah.
Let's say.
That's the thing. I mean, you have to take every suggestion with respect, but you don't have to actually do every suggestion that your members have for your app. You know, it's literally impossible to do that. But, you know, it's definitely worth it to listen, but it's also definitely worth it in the future to say, yeah, this isn't a good fit, or this would have been a bad idea if we did it, so it's a good thing we didn't. Things like that. So yeah, those ideas went to the great Trello board in the sky, and they didn't come with us to Notion. So but by the same token, if they come back up again, if suddenly everybody wants a thing that we decided not to bring along with us, we'll think it out. You know, we're always listening. It's just, you know, we also have to keep these things organized so that we can actually do things rather than just get lost in a thicket of ideas.
Okay. So I guess we could wrap up in two ways. We could say, let's just say it's fun to explore new software. And when new software comes along, that can be good for your business. Sometimes it's worth just doing. I mean, I think we did this big, I think the decision to use this came hot and fast. I was like, this is awesome, mandatory. Everybody moved to it this weekend. And while you do something like that, you know, if you have a bunch of old data that you can kind of reevaluate, oh, is it just feel wonderful to do that? And
yes,
I recommend it. So, you know, there's just the backlogs of crap that there's value there. So even though it's old, you know, go through it and sort it out. It's like going through your junk drawer and finding like a cool photograph or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Or going through your journals from the past and just like, you see your, mm-hmm. your hopes and dreams for the future and you're like, oh, I should do one of these.
And, you know, I guess here's a quote from you, I guess, that I think is nice. You know, going forward, it'd be more productive to aggressively surface the important requests and prune out the oddballs faster.
Yeah.
I like that. And that leads up to your kind of final thing here is I wish.
Oh, I was thinking about this. And now that I've like put it out on paper, I wonder if I could maybe pull this off in Airtable, which I talked about in a previous episode. But I would love it if there was something that was purpose-built for tracking feature requests that like automatically managed the popularity and staleness of ideas so that like the stuff that's popular, you see at the top, and the things that are, you know, falling out of favor or just, you know, nobody's asked for it in 6 months or some, you know, some period of time, you just don't even see it at all. It's just like pushed into an archive and it still exists somewhere if you wanted to pull it back up. But it's, you know, it's faded away. And so just, yeah. you know, just, I do this manually because I'm, you know, I'm the support lead. I have my, you know, I'm talking to people every single day. And I maintain the top five list that we have inside, well, we have it in Notion now of just, you know, the top five feature requests, but that's, you know, top five based on, I'm pretty sure these are the top five. It would probably be great to have like real numbers that say, these are really the top five, like by the numbers. These are the things that are getting requested the most, and just have them automatically rising to the top while the less popular stuff just starts to fall to the bottom and eventually just isn't seen, because then it, you know, it removes the visual clutter that can crop up with a huge feature request board. So somebody wants to make that, tell me all about it. I will try it out.
I love the idea. I hope somebody out there is listening. And stay tuned. We have a couple more episodes this season yeah. and then taking a break for the holiday season. And we'll be back with more behind the scenes CodePen action.
Yes, we will.
Take care.
All right. Bye. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Seven, six, zero, three, one, eight.